Fairbanks City Council members on Monday advanced a proposed property tax ordinance for a public hearing and possible final consideration during the July 24th meeting. If approved, the ordinance would place a question on the October 3rd municipal election ballot, asking voters to allow the city to increase property taxes by about $63 per $100,000 of assessed valuation. Mayor Jim Matherly, who introduced the ordinance, says if approved, the property tax hike would raise about $1.7 million to replace cuts in state revenue sharing for such essential services as police, fire, and public works, but only if voters approve.
And all this ordinance is to put it to the voters in the fall.
Matherly says the council would ask for less of a property tax increase if the state comes through with more revenue sharing than the $500,000 the city estimates it'll get this fiscal year.
That is worst case scenario because we don't have the exact number from the state yet for our revenue sharing.
Councilman Jerry Cleworth opposes the ordinance and says it should be delayed. He says city officials have known for years now that revenue sharing would be cut as the state's income from oil plummets. And he says unlike previous council attempts to gain voter approval of a property tax hike, this one's being requested after the city's budget has already been set.
Usually we do it before an expense is incurred that we know we're going to have a problem in the future. This is the reverse of that.
The council voted 3-2 to advance the measure, with Cleworth and Councilman David Prues dissenting. Councilman Jerry Norum was not present because, Matherly says, Norum has resigned from the council. Also Monday, council members agreed to delay consideration of an application for a retail marijuana shop in downtown Fairbanks. The council was scheduled to consider whether to protest an application to open a pot shop at 503 7th Avenue at the intersection of Lacey Street. But Fairbanks North Star Borough School District Assistant Superintendent Sandra Kowalski asked the council to delay its vote to allow borough planners more time to ensure the shop is located far enough away from district facilities where students are often present. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.